Okay, my friends. So I think it was probably a year or two ago. That's how long we've been doing this. 2 years ago? Maybe three? We read a book called Elmer, and it was about an elephant. And the elephant was technicolored. No, he wasn't normal. He wasn't a plain old gray, boring elephant. No, no, this guy has pizzazz. And I saw a book today that is a sequel, which means the next story in the story of Elmer. And I flipped it over, and it was two books in one. What a cool thing! So I'll post this on our Insta, or no, on, well, yeah, I'll put it on Instagram, but I'll put this on our Amazon list so that if you guys want this book, it's a two-in-one, super convenient for if you have to pack books to go somewhere, you got two books in one book, and it's brilliant. So let's read it. Okay, so today we are going to do Elmer and the Rainbow, and then tomorrow we'll read Elmer's Special Day. So here we go. Number one, Elmer and the Rainbow by David McKee. Read today by Mommy and
Eputu.
What?
Eputu.
So here we go, my friends. Elmer, the patchwork elephant, was in a cave, sheltering from a storm, and with him were other elephants and birds.
Thunder and lightning are exciting, said Elmer. And after the storm, we might see a rainbow.
Oh, do you think that rainbows come after every storm? Sometimes. But do you think that thunder and lightning come with every storm?
Yes.
Sometimes. Sometimes they're different.
Thunder.
You know, in the picture, we can see the lightning. When the storm had stopped, Elmer and the birds went outside. Elmer felt drops on his head.
Oh,
he said,
it's still raining. Perhaps
it's the rainbow crying, said a bird. It's come out too soon and lost all of its colors. Look.
Oh. Well, yeah, in the picture where you can see that there is rain, drops still falling, but I don't see any rainbow, do you?
No.
In the sky was a pale shape.
A rainbow without colors,
said Elmer.
That's awful. We must do something. I'll give it my colors.
To do that, you'll have to find where it touches the ground,
said a bird.
Nobody knows where that is.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Said Elmer.
Let's start searching. You go that way, and I'll go this.
What are you looking for, Elmer?
Called Lion.
The end of the rainbow,
said Elmer.
Have you seen it?
Which end?
Asked Lion.
Either end,
said Elmer.
The rainbow's lost its colors. I could give it mine, if we could find the end.
A rainbow without colors? That is serious,
said Tiger.
Come on, Lion, we'd better search. You too, rabbits. We'll roar when we find it,
said Lion. Oh, there are rabbits in this picture, too. I hadn't noticed them until now. You noticed them? Well, what? It's funny because they're...
Did you notice the poisonous mushrooms?
This is a very strange jungle because there's blue bunnies. How many mushrooms are there? One, two, three, four, five, six.
Six poisonous mushrooms.
Yeah. Oh,
and non-spike and bumpy cactuses.
Yeah.
And a poison plant.
Wow.
More poison plants.
Wow. This is a very unusual looking jungle. A little later, Elmer met Giraffe.
Elmer,
she said,
there's something strange on the sky.
That's the rainbow,
said Elmer, and he told her about the lost colors.
Can...
Oh, c-
Can you see where it touches the ground?
Oh, you see he's asking. And Giraffe stretched very high.
No, I can't,
she said.
What will happen to you, Elmer, if you give it your colors?
She asked. See, that I was kind of wondering the same thing when I thought about his idea to give the rainbow his colors. Will he go back to being gray? Mm-hmm. But Elmer was already on his way to get the elephants. You gotta have more help. The elephants were still in the cave.
We're not coming out with that thing in the sky, they said.
But when Elmer explained the problem, the elephants were keen to help. Do you know what that means, to be keen? That means to like and to approve of something. So we would like to help now.
What about Elmer?
What happens if he gives away his colors?
Asked an elephant.
I suppose he'll be like us, said his friend. Better than that colorless rainbow.
So they are kind of worried about him, I think. Elmer was with the monkeys when the birds returned.
No luck so far,
they said.
We'll keep looking.
Nobody can find the end of the rainbow, said a monkey. But it will be fun to try.
Oh, these monkeys are not very encouraging. Nobody can find the end of the rainbow, they say. Well.
That's not nice.
Yeah. What about leprechauns? Leprechauns can find the end of a rainbow, can't they?
Oh, they have to ask a leprechaun.
That's what they need to do, is ask a leprechaun to help. By the time Elmer arrived at the river, everyone was looking for the rainbow.
Except the crocodile and the fishy.
Let's see.
Hello, fish, he called. I don't suppose you know where the rainbow starts, do you?
Usually at the waterfall, said a fish. But today there's some pale thing there.
That's the rainbow, said Elmer. Come on, to the waterfall.
Oh my goodness. And sure enough, in the pictures we can see this. A gray, colorless rainbow was coming from the waterfall. The search was over. Elmer, the fish, and the crocodiles called loudly to the other animals, and then without waiting, Elmer went behind the waterfall. Okay, deep breath. What do you think is going to happen?
He's going to be like that. He's going to be soaked, and that's going to have color.
You think? You think that he's going to get wet, but the rainbow will suddenly have color? You're right. By the time the other animals arrived, Elmer was out of sight. Colors gradually began to appear in the rainbow. Hurrah! Shouted and cheered the animals.
But what about Elmer?
Whispered. Oh, I'm very, very concerned. What's going to happen when we turn the page?
Turn the page.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh! As if in answer, Elmer appeared from behind the waterfall. He still had his colors. The animals cheered again.
But Elmer, said an elephant, you gave your colors to the rainbow. How can you still have them?
Elmer chuckled.
Some things you can give and give and not lose any. Things like happiness or love or my colors.
On the way home, Tiger said,
I wondered if the rainbow would be patchwork.
Elmer grinned.
Don't even think about it, said Lion. We have enough trouble with a patchwork elephant.
And this time, Elmer laughed out loud. And I can see why, because in the last thing in the picture, we can...
L-O-L.
What is it? What can you describe it?
On the other side,
yeah.
It's patchwork.
It's a patchwork rainbow. It's a patchwork rainbow with all the little birds flying underneath it. The bluebirds flying away.
Bluebirds.
Yeah, just like in the song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Bluebirds?
Uh-huh.
Angry Birds.
They kind of look like they could be. Oh, boy. And that, my friends, is...
the end!
The end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.